Oh, you mean pins. They use pins, safety pins. We call safety pins.
Safety pins.
Yeah.
Well, if a person wanted to sign their name in ink, what would they use?
They use a pen or a goose quill. You could use a goose quill, but they have a pen, mm-hmm. and that pen has got a point on it. Mm-hmm. And if it busts, pull it out and pull it away and put another point in that. I bought an ink the other day. First bottle of ink I bought and had here.
Oh.
That's what they done. They could buy ink. Mm-hmm. Ink and they stick that pen down in that ink. Since this here fountain pen, bowl pen, points and things like that's come, there's not much of that used mm-hmm. at all. Like
now, there's a pen that's come about. You feel it.
Oh, you feel it?
Mm-hmm. Pull that lever and pull it up. But
and that
you used to, you just stick them down in there. You can this one, but be careful and get too much ink.
Mm-hmm. But you used to just stick them.
Oh, yeah, that's all they had them. There's all that away. That can. You didn't have that like that. And,
Well, what about those cups, that metal cups? What would they be made of?
The metal cup that's for drinking purposes.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, they was first made out of tin,
uh-huh.
and then they come along later and they made them out of aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
But back the first cups are tin, mm-hmm. made out of tin, and then they come along with a cup that's made out of what we call granite.
Mm-hmm.
It's there's some them that's made.
Now, of course, it's not worth much now, but now a dime would have been worth, how much was a dime worth?
A dime was worth 10 cents.
Just like it is now?
Just like it is now.
Of course, it bought a lot more, I guess.
It'd buy a lot more. They did have, now money's changed, in my time, I don't remember it being used, but it was used, what they call half dime, placing a nickel. They had what they call half dimes in placing a nickel. But it wasn't in mine. The nickel's been here as long as I've known. I've seen a few half dimes, all right.
Well, talking about clothing, now what would you wear on outside over your clothes in the wintertime?
Women wore what they called, mostly back then, women wore what they called a shawl. Some of them was as big as an ordinary quilt or a blanket for a bed, and they could double them. Well, they were made out of yarn mostly. Mm-hmm. They could double them, and if it's cold enough, they could double them. And then they had coats back. I remember short coats mostly. This was a short coat. They had the shawl was different sizes, all right enough. And if they wore in their headwear was a bonnet.
Oh.
They wore a bonnet. Mm-hmm. Now, and my grandmother, I never seen her with a hat on. I don't remember ever seeing it. Don't guess she ever had one. But she had, you had no telling how many bonnets. And she had a bonnet that wasn't used for nothing except when she come to town or went to a funeral or church and Sundays and things like that. It was made out of the nicest material. They know how to make them and laced them up. They had lace on them and fixed them up. Some used, and